We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's Word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. The song of redemption is ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. These words are the words of a song that we sing from time to time that reminds the Christian about the very focus of the great and wonderful promises of God. My friend, as we think about heaven, and there are certainly many things that may come to mind, I would like for you to consider three things that should stand out in our minds. Number one, heaven is a place that we will see God. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. They shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. There shall be no more night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 22, verses 3 through 5. Heaven is a place where there will be no more pain, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21 and verse 4. Heaven is a place where sin will not be, but there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles, or causes an abomination, or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21, verse 27. Heaven has often been described as a prepared place for a prepared people. My friend, the question is, are you prepared? You can be through your obedience to the gospel in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. And through your faithful service to God, 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. That hope given by the blood of Jesus is there for you. Please do not let it slip away. Just something to think about.